Death. It's often hard to think about, let alone talk about. But a movement called the Death Cafe is working to change the dialogue around the inevitable event. It's a social gathering of sorts that started in Europe in 2011 and spread quickly to the U.S., including Western North Carolina. It's a Friday night, and more than 50 people are gathered in the atrium of the Reuter Center on the UNC Asheville campus. Seated in clusters on comfortable couches and chairs, they're here to have a conversation about death at an event called the Death Cafe.
What brought you into this thing that's called the Death Cafe?
Curiosity.
Yes, exactly.
Greg Lathrop is helping guide the cafe, which he describes simply as an informal conversation.
There is no agenda outside of the understanding that there is a topic that's brought us together, and that is the topic of death or dying. And what I usually say is that if there's only one question is, what is your relationship with death and dying? And let that be your guide.
The best prompt that we know is to consider the question, what is my relationship with death and dying? Pay attention to, what do you want? What do you bring? We have something we want from this experience, and I suspect we have something we brought, something to share, a story to share.
A bit of music, a moment of reflection, and the death dialogue begins. It's slow and awkward at first, but soon the steady buzz of conversation fills the air as the comfort level increases among the small circles of mostly strangers who are sharing stories and feelings about death.
Sometimes people may think coming on a Friday night and talking about death is a real downer. However, my experience is it's quite the opposite. It's very uplifting. Everybody kind of lightly walks out, almost as if they're levitating sometimes.
Lathrop and co-facilitator Saeed Osio helped bring the Death Cafe movement to Western North Carolina several years ago.
I had lost a daughter, and when she died, I decided that my life's work is going to be around death and dying. And I started looking for ways to make that happen, and Death Cafe caught my attention, and we brought it here.
Some people might have a loss like that, and that would be the last thing that they would want to connect with. Why the opposite for you?
I had a transforming experience walking into hospitals and watching people dying, and saw the compassion and the beauty. And then the staff that worked, like the hospice and the holistic nurses, and I realized there's a whole world I wasn't aware of, and it was such a depth experience that it just transformed how I felt about living.
What happens at a death cafe? What's the objective?
Storytelling, conversation, opening hearts, having the wisdom to basically say, like a woman did say, I can now maybe talk to my children about my death. To me, that's transforming.
UNC Asheville's Ali College for Seniors hosted this Death Cafe as part of a series of programs addressing end-of-life issues, everything from the spiritual to the practical, including advanced directive workshops for the public. Catherine Frank is Ali's executive director.
It's been a really wonderful opportunity for people to share and to normalize these conversations that many people shy away from. So we are also really proud of that program. So when Saeed Osio and the folks from the Death Cafe came to us with the idea of holding Death Cafes here at Ali, we were really enthusiastic because that's just another approach to this really important issue.
It was like going to a cocktail party.
That's Gary Book of Asheville, who came with his wife, Stevie.
Bunch of strangers, and you sit down, and after you go with, we need a lot of rain, and how about those Yankees? So how do you feel about death? It was sort of like that. It was very awkward at the beginning. After that, almost a spirit of camaraderie, and then a lot of sharing, and then a lot of laughter.
Connie Olson of Swannanoa says she was inspired.
I want to find kind of a way to bring other people into this place that it's okay to talk about and plan for. So this was wonderful.
Did you learn anything that you're going to take away from this experience?
I want to have a really good obituary picture made.
A A survey by the nonprofit The Conversation Project found 90% of people polled said talking with loved ones about end-of-life care is important, but only around 30% said they actually had the talk. Perhaps presenting the end of life in the cafe-like setting, where it's served alongside curiosity, camaraderie, and laughter, may help more people feel comfortable having a conversation about death. For WCQS News, I'm Helen Chickering.